Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll do some more trivia tomorrow. And right now, though, on the SDCCU fan hotline is Radio.com Sports Insider Bob Nightingale. Insider reports are brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. A-Class, that describes Bob Nightingale's reporting skills. Mr. Nightingale, how are you today, sir?
Doing great. How about you guys?
We're good.
Fantastic.
We're good. You know, let's start out with the Padres. And I thought Tony brought up kind of an interesting thought before we went to break. But we know what we think here in San Diego. What are you hearing other people think about this team in the early going and with all of the moves they've made recently?
Yeah, it's been an exciting time. I mean, seeing it from the ground floor on. And it should get more and more exciting as he gets some pitching. You know, once they get some pitching that can contend and hang with the Dodgers, it should be a real fun time there.
Bob, I want to step away from the Padres. This deal comes down with Acuña today. And I got to say, it seems like a very team-friendly deal. 8 years, $100 million. This is a guy who was the rookie of the year last year at the age of, what, 19, 20. And he is giving up 2 years of his free agency in this deal. Is this a sign of things to come moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to catch free agency. I think after what happened the last 2 years, everybody's kind of getting scared of it. You know, and, I'm with you, Tony. I mean, you know, this guy could have been a, $400, $500 player.
Yeah.
As far as what he showed last year. And I thought it was an absolute steal. And there's not even any no trade provisions in there.
Wow.
No incentives, no performance bonuses. So with no trade provisions, I mean, he's going to have monster value here in a few years. And if the Braves ever wanted to rebuild or do something, they could trade him and just get a ton of return for him. This guy is that good. So, you know, it's tough to say, you know, say no to $100 million. And I'm sure he said, you know what, I know I can make a lot more, but let me do this. And if I have something left after I'm 31, 32 years old, I'll try to get some more money.
Bob Nightingale is with us and talking some Major League Baseball here. Bob, kind of following up on Tony's question about the fact that Acuña kind of stays with his club, and we've seen a lot of other players staying with their clubs, concerned about free agency. And then the fact that I read a story, I thought last week, something about a belt, that a title belt that was handed out to the franchise that was able to keep salaries down the most. And Tony Clark wasn't too pleased to hear about that. But I guess my question is, are we headed towards some sort of confrontation eventually here between the players and the owners, and in terms of, you know, why salaries and free agent contracts are not as plentiful right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly it shows how scared players are of free agency. And, you know, let's take my money right now. You know, particularly when you see a guy like Xander Bogaerts, you know, jumping on his thing, you know, just a year before he's going to be a free agent. You know, outside Anthony Rendon, and if J.D. Martinez, you know, opts out, you know, that's going to be it for free agents, you know, as far as position players. Yeah, what's happening is the middle class is getting squeezed out, and they're paying the big-time stars. They're paying, you know, the young guys aren't getting any money until they're salary arbitration eligible. So that middle class, particularly when they're free agents, that's what, you know, the Adam Jones of the world, those are the guys getting squeezed here. So we'll see what happens. You know, the belt thing, hey, clubs are, you know, they're more together than the players are as far as arbitration time. You know, they kind of sit around and said, this is what should be offered. This is what you should settle for, and that sort of thing. And I think the player's side, it's such a cutthroat business with the agents that they just don't have that cohesiveness.
Bob, going back to the Padres, you know, Chris Paddock has his debut on Sunday, and was as advertised. here in San Diego. Was there any national buzz about his performance on Sunday?
You know, not that much buzz. I think because, you know, because it's San Diego. it is the East Coast bias. You know, I was in Philadelphia with the rest of the world, you know, watching Harper and everything else. So if he did that in New York or Boston or, you know, Philly, it'd be a lot bigger news. So, you know, once he does that over and over again, I think he'll get attention. But I think it kind of got lost in the shuffle.
Bryce Harper, let's talk about him. And he's back in, D.C. tonight, right, with the Phillies, returning home.
Rain delay
a little bit. But the saga of Bryce Harper, now that it's all over, how did it get to where it finally got? And who was the Phillies are the big winner. Was there a big loser here? Does Washington have reason to be upset?
Yeah, not really. I mean, Washington offered $300 million since the season ended. You know, the last homestand of the year, he turned it down flat and never even made a counteroffer. And then when, you know, realized that, hey, there's no more offers coming, it's like, wait a minute now, let me re-engage the Nationals. And the Nationals said, hey, we've already spent some of that money. You know, that offer is no longer on the table.
Yeah.
So if you want to come for $20 million a year, we're open arms, but we're not going to give you $30 million a year. And, you know, as it turns out, there were really only two serious bidders. It was just the Nationals and San Francisco Giants. You know, Giants offered 12 years at 310. And, you know, here's a building that, you know, $20 million more at 330. And with, you know, with the state taxes difference and everything else, as you guys know, so they took the Phillies offer.
Bob, the Giants made an interesting move today. They acquired Kevin Pillar from the Blue Jays in a four-player deal. It's an interesting move because I'm kind of confused on what the Giants are actually doing with their team here. They're kind of stuck in that middle spot where you got some young guys, but most of your veterans you got an older team for the most part. What's behind that deal right there?
I just think their outfield is so bad. It's like, hey, we got to make some improvements here. Hmm. And this guy is still a major league player. Yeah, we're not crazy about his on-base percentage and things like that, but he can go get the ball. Great guy in the clubhouse. And you've got him under control for 2 years. You know, if they want to move him, they can. So I just think it's like they had to do something with that outfield. I thought the most, you know, mind-boggling stat I've seen on opening day this year was the fact that Madison Bumgarner started, you know, against the Padres, and he had fifteen more career home runs than the entire Giants outfield. That's amazing.
I
heard that one.
That is crazy. Bob Nightingale joins us here talking some baseball, radio.com insider. You know, just adding to what Tony said, the Colorado Rockies today extended Marquez. German Marquez got 5 years, $43 million. So everybody's kind of getting this right now. What do you think of the Padres? Maybe you ought to think of doing something similar with Fernando Tatis Jr., since it's kind of the going thing right now, Bob.
Yeah, it is. You might as well wait and see how he's, you know, how he plays and things like that. You know, right now, I mean, you have Jimenez from the White Sox. He never had any service time. He got his $40 million. So, you know, he'd probably have to be right around that price, you know, probably slightly above. You know, he got a couple of years to extend him, you know, do it before he's arbitration eligible. So certainly no rush here.
All right, Bob. Well, as always, great stuff. Love talking baseball with you. Look forward to catching up with you again, and enjoy the early going of 2019, sir.
Yeah, well.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Tony.
Always a pleasure to chat with Bob Nightingale there, radio.com sports insider Bob Nightingale. On the SDCCU fan hotline, you can save with a high-yield certificate account from SDCCU. For details, visit SDCCU.com, and radio.com insider reports are brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.